Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, November 12th, 2021. As of yesterday, 69.8% of Berliners received at least one coronavirus vaccination, 67.6% have been fully vaccinated, and the 7-day incidence in the capital was 263.4. If you, like us, have the Katvarn or Nina apps installed on your smartphone, you might have been awakened by a loud alarm noise yesterday morning. The reason? In several German federal states, including Berlin and Brandenburg, the emergency numbers 110 and 112 were not working. In Berlin, 110 for police emergencies was restored around 6:30 a.m. and 112 for firefighter emergencies shortly before 8 a.m. The head of operations at the Northwest Regional Control Center in Potsdam told RBB that there had been a technical malfunction at Telekom, which coordinates and operates emergency lines centrally throughout Germany. After the failed rent cap, a federal court again declared another Berlin approach to rent and housing policy unlawful. The current practice is that the city has the right of purchasing a property through its state-owned companies before a private company can do so, if the sale of a property endangers the social fabric of a Kiez, for example, when tenants are expected to be displaced by steep rent increases. The Federal Administrative Court in Leipzig ruled that this practice of preempting the purchase of properties for reasons of social protection is in part unlawful. Accordingly, the right of first proposal may not be exercised on the assumption that a buyer in the future, several years away, could violate the objectives of social protection, like displacing tenants from the property. The decision overturned a ruling of Berlin's Higher Administrative Court from 2019. The ruling does hit Berlin politics hard and is likely to have consequences for the red-green-red coalition talks. This is because the right of preemption has become a powerful instrument of Berlin's housing policy in recent years. The state's real estate purchases, especially in Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, have caused much discussion and criticism from the opposition. Yesterday, several thousand employees of daycare centers, schools, and youth welfare offices in Berlin went on an all-day warning strike. The call was made by the Education and Science Union, or the GEW. In the morning, according to police, about 6,000 demonstrators moved from Hansaplatz in Mitte towards the Brandenburg Gate. GEW board member Udo Mertens stated that they would have liked to spare parents, children, and young people canceling classes and daycare once again, but that it's the employers who are provoking these strikes by denying public sector workers even the smallest things like inflation compensation. Since October 8th, the unions have been negotiating with the Tarifgemeinschaft Deutsche Länder, or the TDL. They demand 5% more pay for public sector employees in Berlin, but at least 150 euros a month. In addition, trainees and interns are to receive 100 euros more per month. The TDL has so far rejected the demands as unrealistic, and negotiations are to continue at the end of November. Anna Albers from the Berlin GEW stated, quote, "Appreciation for the important work of educators, teachers, and social workers is also reflected in pay." Unquote. For next Tuesday, November 16th, the Verdi Union is extending its warning strikes to a large number of public daycare centers and district offices, as well as schools throughout the city. At Arbeiter Wohlfahrt Berlin, or AWO, numerous employees had already begun a total of 8 days of warning strikes on Wednesday, November 10th. The combination of extending the 2G rules in Berlin, starting on Monday, and the possibility of getting a third vaccination are currently filling the waiting rooms in Berlin's general practitioners' offices. Wolfgang Kreischer, state chairman of the General Practitioners Association of Berlin and Brandenburg, stated that since the beginning of this week, physicians have noticed a clear rush to their practices. According to Kreischer, many patients who are still completely unvaccinated are now also coming to the practices for their first jabs. Kreischer told the Berliner Morgenpost that the GP Association is also calling for booster vaccinations as soon as possible for those who received their second vaccinations 6 months ago, regardless of prioritization, with the exception of patients who have been vaccinated with Johnson & Johnson, who can receive a booster after 4 weeks. Dorte Arnold, press spokeswoman for the Berlin Association of Statutory Health Insurance Physicians, or KV, has also observed a strong upward trend in booster vaccinations, stating that there are more and more every day. This can be seen in the vaccination barometer of the KV. So far this year, 123,833 booster vaccinations have been given by 3,126 participating physicians, more than 38,000 in the past 10 days alone. And lastly, thank you to JJ, Leslie, and Michael, and to all those who wish to stay anonymous for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.